It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
That's right. I'm your host, Big JD. Welcome to You Talking to Me. My guest this week on the show is Charmaine Miron, who says her better half is London, Ontario-born Trixie the Clown. That's right. Charmaine is a professional clown, and today we'll do more than just clown around with Trixie. We'll take a look at clown types, performances, and props, but we'll also talk about the business side of clowning. It's time to send in the clowns. Please welcome my guest, Trixie the Clown.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So how long have you been entertaining, like, in any capacity? Were you doing anything before clowning, actually?
Not so much, no. I mean, I guess when I was a teenager, you know, involved in the church youth group, and we did a little clowning workshop that kind of got me started a little bit, but that was years ago, so.
Okay, it was still clowning, though?
I learned how to juggle. And
okay. Were you doing theater or anything in school, like, that type of stuff?
Not so much. I was very shy and scared in high school, so.
And what got you interested, then, in actual clowning?
So how it happened, I was at an open stage in February in London, where I was living at the time, with the band. And when I got down from performing from that, the town crier there, Bill Paul, he's got a Laugh Guards is the name of his company, okay. Entertainment company. So he said, yeah, I think you'd be a good clown. You should call me. And, you know, so I did. And the next weekend and every weekend after that, I was clowning. Go out with him and just train on the job.
So what types of performances does Trixie do? Like parades, birthday parties? Is there a big spectrum of different things?
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. You know, your balloons and face painting and birthday parties and stage shows and walkabout and stuff.
What's a walkabout?
Walkabout, basically, you're not doing balloons or face painting. You're just walking around in character with props and just playing with the kids. That's my favorite part, actually.
So what kind of props do you walk around with?
I have a cart full of toys. I've got streamers that I'll pull out. I've got puppets and trivia game questions and stuff like that. You know, they like to be engaged like that. I'll bring my ukulele and play music and make up songs about their names and stuff. And just that kind of thing. Not so much magic. I'm not a magic clown.
No.
I've learned a couple of tricks, but I don't use them all that much.
Are there any are any of them rather elaborate that require a lot of props or anything, or
what, the magic tricks?
Yeah, well, not necessarily magic, but I mean any of the things that you do at your performance.
I mean, not crazy elaborate. I mean, the latest thing is, last Christmas when I was doing the shows, I was getting dads up on stage and putting tutus on them and having them dance to the dance of the flowers.
That's funny. to what?
You know, the Nutcracker Suite.
Oh, okay.
The Sugar Plum Fairies and those ones, yeah.
What was that at? Like, what type of event would that be?
That was a corporate gig. That was a company that was having a children's Christmas party.
Mm-hmm. Would there be just adult corporate parties or anything like that?
I have done stuff like that, but that wasn't so much in clown. That was for other things, which kind of goes into the other performances thing. So.
Okay. You're a musician as well. Mm. Is it only ukulele that you play, or do you play other instruments?
I play penny whistle as well, because it was kind of an
easy penny whistle.
Easy transition from the saxophone to the penny whistle. Penny whistle's like a recorder, but it's made with metal. It's a penny whistle. It's a traditional kind of Celtic kind of a thing.
Okay.
I guess, yeah.
So do you play kids' songs on it or something? Or
yeah, I don't actually play it all that often, because I find, you know, there's, I don't know,
it'd be like a Pied Piper kind of thing, with kids following you around and playing this thing.
I have done that before, sure. I've played games at parties where, you know, it's a dress-up game, and then everybody will do a parade where, you know, I'm going to show off what they ended up dressed up as, and I play the penny whistle leading them around the room or whatever, so.
As far as performances go, I know you do or have done performances of other nature, like Telegram.
Singing telegrams, yeah.
Dinner theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that, that's not clown stuff?
It's comical stuff.
Right.
For the most part.
Do you do that as Trixie, I mean, then? Or is that...
I will do singing telegrams as Trixie. Oh,
okay, yeah. Yeah,
if that's what they want.
Dinner theater, obviously, is not clown, is it?
No. The dinner theater is... what it is there's a troupe. There's, you know, usually five or six of us. Mm-hmm. And you've got the investigator. So usually, you know, we'll come in and we mingle with the crowd that's there.
Right.
Which would be maybe people who bought tickets for a show when we used to have them once a month at the Capitol Theater when it was open.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might be a company that hired us to come out and entertain for them. So we go and we mingle with the crowd and character. And then something happens and somebody gets killed or somebody doesn't show up, but they're found dead in the parking lot or something.
Yeah.
So then, you know, the one guy reveals himself to be a cop and he's been investigating, you know, and so now we're all under questioning. And so it's kind of a character-based improv. You know, you tend to have your stock jokes, but then you feed off the crowd too, you know, and...
Are they usually comedy related too? Or?
Oh yeah, they're comedies. Yeah, oh, okay. And with that, the company that I work for doing that is MGM Entertainment. Michelle Mannering from MGM. She's absolutely one of the funniest people I know, and I'm extremely grateful to her for her mentoring of me. Absolutely,
well, there's a plug for her.
Oh yeah, yeah. MGM Entertainment. Anybody, if you're looking for a good party,
probably,
yes, for sure.
So you can hire them to do a party like that.
Yep.
Okay.
So for that, I generally play the dumb blonde, which is a lot of fun. And it's not apparently a big stretch for me, so there you go.
What kind of performances do you prefer? Do you prefer, like, birthday parties over, you know, corporate or parade or, you know?
Well, you know, it depends.
Is there one that's more fun than the other? Is there one that's better paid than the other? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, the corporate, you know, stage shows are the better paid stuff, obviously. Which, and they're fun too, but I would say that out of the roster of things that I provide, they're probably the least developed.
Yeah.
Because I haven't done as many stage shows as I have done birthday parties.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting there. They're getting a lot better for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a lot more comfortable up there, so that's good. But birthday parties are a lot of fun too, you know. I mean, I've had people kind of scoff, you know, well, you're not a real clown doing being a birthday clown. I know. It's ridiculous.
Why? I thought that is the real thing.
I know. But, you know, there's...
That's like
it's the
classic thing, clown at a birthday party.
Yeah, but, you know, it's funny in the arts world, you know, the performing arts world, you've got kind of...
What are they
Because there's like
the
Cirque du Soleil clown would be the real clown, right?
I guess that's that's different though.
There are people
that's
who
not
have...
Really, like, that's not the comedy, really, is it? A comical clown?
Yeah.
Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, yeah. If you look online and look at some of the skits that they do, yeah, there's some pretty funny stuff.
It always seems like more of a theatrical performance that's not...
There's a mix
I've never seen the whole thing, so I don't really know.
Yeah, there's a mix of things. It just... I guess what I'm referring to, because I did a course up in Toronto. It was a five-month-long Pachenko clown course. It's a clown through mask.
Mm-hmm.
And... You know, the teacher that I had, I won't say who it is because I don't want to, but this, she didn't really, I should have known when I talked to her beforehand, and she's like, oh, well, you know, when you come to this, you know, you'll discover real clowning, you know, as opposed to the birthday clowning or the hospital clowning. This is real clowning.
So what is the difference then between?
Well, in her mind, birthday clowns and hospital clowns don't have as much real character, I guess. So, whatever. She has her stereotypes, and she kind of...
I don't get that.
...stuck me in that little box, and I didn't appreciate
I would
it.
Think the other way around, that you couldn't really show as much character in doing, like, a... aside from birthday or the clown doctors, what is the other clown? What
the
is
other
it, theater
kind of clown,
or what is it?
Well, with the Pachenko clown...
Like, what would you do?
...or whatever, it's accessing your rawest... most vulnerable, you know, kind of humanity, and putting that out in raw form without putting on. I mean, you're wearing a red nose, and you might wear, you know, some goofy outfit or whatever. Mm-hmm. But
so what
it's
would
not
you do?
As much.
Or where would you perform? Just a stage thing, or
yeah,
a
it would
show?
Be more of a stage thing, doing a show, that kind of thing.
And talking about, you know, the different kinds of performances and different kinds of clowns, can we talk a little bit about the few different types of clowns?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's the white-faced clown, which is, it's actually a fairly recent development in the world of clown.
I had always thought that was an older one.
Well,
because just of all
recent
covered in white.
Recent in terms of the last couple hundred years.
Oh, okay.
Or the last 100 years, whatever. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's that developed as part of the circus, the traveling circus,
right,
and the white face and the exaggerated features is to be able to be seen from far away, right?
Oh, okay.
But originally, the original kind of clown is just your street person, you know, with the red nose. I mean, your
right,
European
not necessarily
style
even
clown.
Makeup sometimes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. European style clowning. I mean, they're often just dressed in black and white.
Would that be considered
nose.
The
auguste?
More like an auguste?
Yeah, more no? like yep, yep. That would be
which
more
is
auguste.
Has less white and more and some red
or no
colors
white.
Or something
or no
white.
White
at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, and the tramp. I mean, that's kind of your, you know.
Yeah, the tramp, the hobo, the bum, clown with the stick in the bag.
Right, right. Yeah. I have one of those, actually.
Oh, yeah?
up here.
So,
yeah.
Do you use that in performances as well? And if you do, it wouldn't be for Trixie, would it?
Right, no. Yeah. Trixie's not a...
Have you ever been a hobo clown, or...?
No, I can't say I have.
Why not?
I can't say I have. just because it hasn't really...
Wouldn't that be another character?
...been called for, I guess. Yeah, that would be a fun one to do, actually. It'd be a lot of fun to do.
Actually, we should talk a little bit about... Did we didn't really get into your characters.
Mm-hmm.
Because you actually perform as some different characters, right?
Yeah. I have multiple clown personalities.
Okay. I don't know if that's kind of sounds scary, actually. But let's talk a little bit about the different clowns.
Okay, well, I mean, there's Trixie, who's the
right.
oldest one.
Okay.
11 and a half years old.
Okay, they all have backstories, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
I know, it's true. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so as I said, I started Trixie in London when I was living
right.
there. And then 2.5 years into that, I moved back to Windsor where I grew up. And, shortly after I moved back here, after having a dream, by the way, it was really cool. Yeah. About a month before I moved back to Windsor, I had a dream that I was, you know, this well-trained professional clown up on stage. And it was, even though I'd been doing it part-time on the weekends, it was an epiphany because at that point I was just doing it as a part-time thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I woke up and was like, oh, I'm a clown. Wow. That's what I'm supposed to do.
I've been one for a long time, I guess.
Oh, there you
so
go.
So I've been told anyway, but.
Yeah. Well, apparently my family wasn't surprised when I told them I got into clowning. They're like,
yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm like, well, what do you mean?
Yeah.
So, but yeah. And then, so I, within a month of moving back to Windsor, I auditioned, got in to be a clown doctor at the hospitals with Fools for Health.
Yep. Great.
And so that's Dr. Tilly.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Tilly Tom from the extinguished Tom family.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's, it's been 9 years I've been doing that. And yeah, she's definitely the most developed character because, you know, whereas Trixie started with the balloons and the face painting and like doing things,
mm-hmm.
Tilly was trained more about being, you know what I mean? Just
right,
being
right.
a clown. And so it's funny because I always talk about her in the third person because she does, she has her own mind, her own way of seeing the world and interpreting things and comes up with all kinds of ideas that I don't come up with
oh, yeah?
when I'm in human.
Do you,
I don't.
Do your clown characters have different voices?
Tilly does.
So just one? You usually talk in your normal voice though, or do you use
Trixie,
a different voice
Trixie's,
for Trixie?
Or? The way I always describe it, Trixie's like me in a good mood.
Okay.
Whereas Dr. Tilly is her own person. She's her own clown. She's mm-hmm. got her own voice and her own idiosyncrasies. And
she is she here right now?
Talks different. She's actually, she's in the bag by the door. She's going to be going out tomorrow. Oh, Dr. Tilly. You know, it's funny. I can't just, it's funny. It's a hat thing.
Oh, okay.
It's a hat thing. I have to put on her hat and her nose. And
that hat won't
that
do?
Would, no,
okay.
This hat doesn't work.
Okay.
This is my Charmaine hat.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with more fun. I want to talk a little bit about clown suits, makeup, props, and some other fun stuff. We'll be right back.
Cool.
You're listening to CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
If you have an interesting career or an interesting life experience that you'd like to share with others, you can contact me, Big JD, at the You Talking To Me website, youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to You Talking To Me. I'm your host, Big JD, and we've got Trixie the Clown with us this week. And now we're going to talk a little bit about apparel and makeup. Do you make most of your clown costumes and stuff, or do you buy some of the stuff? Or
no, I mostly make my stuff, although the little dress, because for Trixie, I wear basically like a long sleeve, or like a shirt and a pair of pants underneath, and then a dress over top.
Mm-hmm.
So the little dress I found at like Goodwill years ago for like $5 or something.
That's a great place to find
it is
stuff for clowning that you can alter or whatever.
Yeah. So, and then I just, you know, changed the underwear as it were. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. You know, I know some clowns have one particular look that they stay with for years and years and, you know, but I don't know. To me, my clown's very human. So, you know, I mean, humans don't wear the same clothes every day. So I don't wear the same clothes every day. Although I do tend to wear the same dress all the time, but mm-hmm. I have different things underneath, yeah.
And what type of makeup do you, what kind of faces does Trixie have?
Yeah, I used to wear face paint, mm-hmm. and I had, like I said, the flowers on my cheeks, and I'd have things around my eyes, and people really liked, like I got tons of compliments on the face paint all the time. Kids would want to be painted like me, and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I found that, you know, living in Windsor, especially in the summer, it's so hot and humid, and it's just crazy. I'd walk outside and it was instant sweat and start dripping down. And I don't like white-faced clowns, personally. I think they're kind of scary looking. And so I don't like to wear it.
Were you all white-faced, or was
Never.
It a...
Okay. Never
it was like
have
a,
I been a white-faced.
A goose clown?
You know, it doesn't really fit either of those.
No?
No, because I didn't have any red on my face besides my nose. Okay. And I didn't have any white on my face either. I had purple flowers with blue centers and then blue around my eyes with the eyeliner.
Was your face covered, though? Or was it you still had skin showing?
Still had skin showing, yep. I've reduced all that now. The longer I go with the clowning, the less I feel I need to put on the outside and the more it...
So what does Trixie wear now then on your nose?
I have a red nose. Mm-hmm. I have rosy cheeks with some... spots and just, you know, eye makeup, and I put on fancy eyelashes.
Do you still use actual clown makeup for your makeup?
No,
or
not really. And, you know, I used to wear a hat, but again, the longer I do this, the more I'm all about comfort. So I don't wear the hat most of the time now. If it's hot out, I've got my hair in big pigtails up here with curly cues, and I got one on top that kind of does like a little fountain thing over, you know, and I make some of the stuff, I buy a lot of it. I'm always keeping my eye out every time I'm at Value Village or Goodwill or yard sales or whatever. I find...
What kind of props would you find?
I have this ladybug. I called her Lily the Ladybug. She's got a head about, you know, the size of a basketball. Mm-hmm. And then she's got a coiled body with her little feet, you know, on her wings.
It's like a big toy kind of thing.
Yeah, and so I wrote a song about her, Lily the Ladybug. And, and so I get the birthday kid will get up there and I'll show him how to make her dance, you know, and then get into the dancing thing, whatever. And So
you write a lot of your songs that you play too then?
I've written a couple. I don't write a lot.
That's pretty creative.
Although I do like Quartermaster Store. I don't know if you know that one. My eyes are dim, I cannot see. I have not brought my specs with me. Have not brought my specs with me. And then you take somebody's name, so they'd be JD, right? Yeah. So let's see. JD. There's JD, JD, dressed up like a lady at the store. At the store. JD, JD, dressed up like a lady at the Quartermaster Store. So.
Let's talk a little bit about clown school and clown alleys. You said you've been to, had some kind of formal clown training, right? What was it? The Ponchero? What was the one you mentioned?
Oh, Pachenko.
Pachenko. Okay.
Class.
Anything else? Have you taken any other courses or anything?
There was the on the job training when I first started. And then when I got to Windsor and got into clown doctoring, Professor Bernie Warren from the University of Windsor is the one that runs that. And he teaches drama at the university. So, so he did a bunch of training workshops and then working with, you know, drama students, because over the years we have different drama students come and go through the program. So as clown interns, you know.
Okay, yeah.
So working with them was really good training. So a lot of, again, on the job type thing. And then I did a couple of, I did an improv course called Improv for the Terrified with Ray James. He's a long time.
What does that mean for the terrified? Does that mean to build up your
confidence.
To be in front of?
Yeah. So I did that course twice because it was so much fun.
Where was that?
It was something that he organized. He kind of made up.
Where was it though?
The first time we had the classes at the Arts Council of Windsor, and the second time the classes were at the 80 Knox.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then he called me a couple years later, and he had a request for, you know, to teach a class, and he couldn't do it, so he asked if I would do it. Hmm. So I'm like, yeah, right cool. on. So I got to teach improv with that. Yeah. Did like 6 weeks of classes with that, and then we did that a performance. Like mm-hmm. And then I've taught a little bit as well at some clown conferences and entertainment conferences. Taught the ukulele and improv and character development.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You taught the ukulele?
Yeah.
So when you teach ukulele, does do people have to have their ukuleles there
yes.
with them?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When I went to the conference and taught ukulele, I took orders and I bought the ukuleles and brought them up with me. So
wow.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I wish somebody would teach me ukulele.
Oh, I could teach you. Anybody awesome. Want to learn the ukulele, you call Trixie the Clown. I can teach you.
Okay. And we'll have that contact information for you a little bit later. So what types of things do you do as a clown doctor? I wanted to ask you that as well.
Yeah. Well, we have actually, there's two segments to the clown doctor program. There's the clown doctor that goes to the hospitals. Mm-hmm. We wear a red nose and a lab coat or whatever our character costume is. Mm-hmm. And we go around and we offer doctoring services, you know, okay. attitude adjustments, squeak removals, uh-huh. Belly button, you know. Now,
does the hospital or whoever's running this or whatever, do they generally know the people that maybe need cheering up or that? Is that the kind of people that you go see at the hospital, or is it just you wouldn't go from room to room just to anybody, would you?
Yeah, we do go to room to room. Like okay. we go over, say, I mean, obviously we go to pediatrics where, you know, everybody would assume the clowns
right.
go and
sure.
and that's, you know, kids are easy mm-hmm. to entertain, you know, they're easy to
they
get.
They want to see a clown.
They want to play.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I really like going to the adult wards. Like mm-hmm. we go to rehab over at Western Hospital,
okay.
which is for people who've had strokes and, you know, maybe they had an amputation or
right.
some major trauma in their life that they have to rehabilitate over. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so, I mean, it's adults. Geez, I mean, we've seen everything from a 16-year-old who mm-hmm. got, you know, fell off a train. He was climbing a train, messing around, fell wow. off and lost an arm and a leg. Mm-hmm. to, you know, 100-year-old people who were, you know, diabetic. Well, maybe not 100. Maybe that's a bit old for rehab. But, yeah, but, you know, older people that are diabetic or whatever. And so with them, I mean, you know, like they say, kids laugh like 400 times a day and adults
yeah.
might laugh 40 times a day, maybe, you know. So really, it's the adults that need it more, really. And so, you know, we go in there and just try to bring some levity to the situation.
And is there something else that you do then? I think, did you say there was two sides to that?
Yeah, the other side is that we also do familial clowning, which is we don't have a lab coat on.
Mm-hmm.
We go into nursing homes and,
okay.
and retirement residents. And there it's different because they're not sick. That's their home.
Yeah.
So we're coming in as friends and we're coming in to visit.
Okay.
So we always work in pairs with the clown doctors. And we do a lot of music. Bring
mm-hmm.
the ukuleles a lot.
Yep.
And they love that at the nursing home especially.
I want to talk to you a little bit about the business side of clowning, because
mm-hmm.
that's obviously a big part of clowning professionally. So how much time, you know, does that consume a lot of your time as being a clown?
Mm-hmm. How much is behind the scenes business stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever overwhelming, like the business side of it or anything? Like, you know, do you ever think of like, well, I don't like doing the business side of it and having to, you know, some of the promotion and stuff like that maybe, and
mm-hmm.
having to maybe collect money or I don't know what, but
mm-hmm.
what
mm-hmm.
What does it entail as far as business is concerned? Is it another big job?
Mm. Well, it definitely is, not a full-time job on the side, but definitely a part-time job. That
mm-hmm.
that is the business side of things for sure. You know, there's always... I have my cell phone as my business phone.
Right.
So, you know, lots of times I get people say, oh, you're the first clown I've been able to get a hold of, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So they appreciate being able to talk to somebody human.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to a clown. Well, whatever. Anyways, but, yeah, so, you know, I mean, there's emailing and confirmation calls and invoice, you know, doing up invoices for the busy seasons, Christmas and summertime, you know, like December 5th, everybody's having their Christmas party on December 5th.
Oh, yeah.
So, or like tons of...
Can you get in more than one
corporate.
Or no?
Well, I have a troupe that I have working for me as well. Oh, so, okay. Like, I've got a few that I can call on. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, that day I'm going to have, geez, probably 7 or 8 people out at once over the course of 2 hours. Wow. In, like, 6 different places. Yeah. And whatever. Yeah, so...
So how does it work as far as pay? I mean, do you, depending on what it is, I guess, do some get, like, say, invoiced and get sent a bill? Or does somebody have to give you a down payment, depending on what it is? Or do you have to, you know, go someplace as a clown and actually get paid there?
Well, the way that I do it is I ask for a deposit when they book.
Right.
And then if it's a birthday party, generally I'll just let them pay me when I get there, you know, the balance or, you know, I know some people in town that, if somebody calls for a last minute party, they just won't take it on principle. Like they don't want to be treated that way, you know, as a last minute thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have that kind of pride. I'll take the gig. Cause you know what? It's still money.
Sure.
So
when you had started, were you able to utilize the internet at that time?
No.
That was a while back.
Yeah.
Has that changed things a lot for you?
Not really. Well, no, I can't say that. No, that's not
true. I mean,
has
it made things better as far as sending people to a website as opposed to
just...
Yeah, that does
help, although my website's really kind of out of date. I'm a dinosaur when it comes to the internet.
There's a lot on your website, though.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, you have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's just outdated. The pictures are old. My face painting's gotten better since then. So the pictures are old and, you know, the pictures of me still have me with the makeup on, which I don't do anymore. So, just recently I got a hold of somebody that can do some changes for me. So I just have to get the files to them. And but, yeah, that is helpful for sure. But, you know, I know people who advertise on Kijiji and I don't really get much from that generally.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly the business that I get is from word of mouth or from... people who've met me from various things. I've trained myself to always give out my business card. When I hand it to people, I tell them it's for a clown emergency. Because they come up sometimes. So, and then, or from the Yellow Pages. That's a really big one, too.
Well, let's give out your contact information. www.trixietheclown.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what other information do you want to... Phone number, email, anything?
Yeah, my phone number is 519-254-2947. 519-254-2947.
Okay. And they can probably email you through the website.
Yes.
And once again, that's TrixieTheClown.com. And what's your most memorable experience as a clown? Anything in particular that just like jumps out at you?
Yeah, it's funny.
That was fun or maybe not so fun?
Well, actually, you know what? Okay, there's one that's kind of cute. We were at the nursing home. This is just a couple weeks back, too. It was funny. Like I said, we always work in pairs, so... So we were down, it was the end of the shift, and we were down in the change room, the women's change room, and there's a washroom part in there. So, you know, I'm in one stall, and Dr. Mary Kay's in the other stall, 2 over from me.
Mm-hmm.
One of the staff members comes in, and she saw, of course, her, because I've got cows on my feet, so Dr. Tilly does. So she comes, and she gets into the middle stall, and she just starts singing, clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Oh, so yeah. We joined in. Stuck in the middle with you. It was really funny.
We're just about out of time. Thanks, Trixie, for being on You Talking to Me.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's fun.
Well, clowning sounds like a great deal of fun, and I should know I was born one. And I think it's a fortunate thing. Clowns make us smile, clowns make us laugh, clowns add some flavor and color to our lives, especially the lives of little ones or less fortunate folks who really need cheering. If any listeners are at all interested in this as a career or on the side, all I can say is be a clown. You've been listening to You Talking to Me right here on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. I'm Big JD. Thanks for listening.